This episode is brought to you by Bevel, a head-to-toe personal care brand built for black men. Introducing new products from Bevel Body, Hair, and Beard. This week, Bevel unveiled a new lineup of products built for your skin, your hair. That includes body, hair, skin, and beard products featuring aluminum-free deodorant, exfoliating bar soap, and body wash. Only the freshest ingredients and never any harmful dyes or chemicals. If you've been on the lookout for hair and body products that are designed for you, it's time to get Bevel right now. Head over to GetBevel.com today. That's GetBevel.com. Lip service. What's up? It's lip service, and I know we've been playing these tour dates on lip service. So now we are back with a brand new live episode. So we're excited to be here. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Passport Cuddy.
I'm Lil Mo.
Hey, she got right in place. Yeah, she's like, I know what's happening here.
Yeah, right. She didn't bid on enough of these.
Now, L'Oreal, as you all know, has a brand new job.
Yes.
So she lives in Atlanta now. So she'll be in and out. You know, Gigi lives in Atlanta now, too. Yes.
And me, too. That's yes. like
the that. We're all in Atlanta.
Yeah. We should right. all move.
Hey, slow down. Would you move to Atlanta?
Yep.
Cuddy?
She had
Cuddy?
She had an apartment in Atlanta a few years ago.
Yeah.
She had dual citizenship for a while.
I know Stephanie would move anywhere.
Maybe one day I'll try Atlanta.
I think that's what I have too, because like with my dad being gypsy. Ex-military, like me moving, I'd be like, yeah, I live in Atlanta today. Oh, I'm in about to go to college in North Carolina and be living there too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, happy 2020, y'all.
Yes.
Happy New Year.
This is our first time all being together like this in 2020. I just had a birthday.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were about to say a baby. I'm about to say so. No.
Surprise, I was gone for a minute. No.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. So it's good to be back, and we have some new things we're going to do. Uh-oh. On lip service, and we're going to start with you, Passport Cuddy.
What?
Because you gave us a full disclosure. Now, full disclosure.
Are we starting with the full disclosure?
Disclosure. So full disclosure is when you get to tell a story about yourself that could be sexy, it could be embarrassing, it could be funny, it could be grimy, whatever you want it to be. So Passport Cuddy, what's your full disclosure story?
Damn, I thought he was going to like lead into this.
Nope.
Okay, so.
Oh, God.
About maybe 3 years ago, I had started a really strict diet. I was working out. I wasn't going out. I wasn't drinking and nothing, water and healthy food only. And then I had a business meeting at Benihana and I hadn't had anything good in so long. I was like, more garlic butter. Put more garlic
butter.
That's
a good business meeting, by the way, at Benihana.
So
were y'all at the table with other people during this business meeting?
No, actually, it was a lot of people that were with her.
Oh, it was all together.
Yeah,
okay.
So I was like, more. And then when we, we left, I'm walking to the garage to get my car, and I'm like, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Someone felt oily.
I gotta go to the bathroom.
They ain't coming out.
And I'm like, all right, you know how like you just squeeze a little bit. You're like, oh yeah, I can make it. You know, like whatever. Thank the Lord it was the winter time because it just went. Floated.
Wow. You shit on yourself.
While they were pulling my car out the garage. But I had like a long coat on. So I had on black pants, black coat, black everything. So when I got in the car, I had like.
And you had to like sit on roll. It.
So you had to sit in your shit?
You had a cloth or leather seats.
I had leather, but I had a roll of toilet. I had a roll towel. Of paper towel. Out in the trunk, so I got in the car real quick, and then I pulled off to the side and started stuffing my pants with the paper towel just to hold it so that I could get all the way home.
Damn.
And then so I was driving like sitting on the paper towel and mixed in the shit, and like as I'm
wait,
and you live in a building like, well at the time you live in a building where you guys were very busy in the lobby and they got on the elevator.
When I got out the car, I was walking so I did not want anybody to talk to me.
I was
see
not.
Me I was like
they probably thought you got your butt done.
I was like
paper towels on her ass.
I was hoping nobody was in the elevator with me. It was the most I actually didn't tell nobody that story.
So this is the first time. Yes. Full disclosure.
Oh, everybody done dookied on themselves a little bit. Ooh,
a little bit. This was a lot.
It wasn't a little bit.
Like,
it wasn't
a like more than a handful?
Yes. Yikes. It was like diarrhea.
Oh, damn.
Because it was that garlic butter. Oh,
and the garlic butter brought down all the vegetables you've been eating and all of that fiber. Crazy. It cleaned you out. Mm.
My body could not hold it since I was
That's
eating,
the thing. After
so.
You do like a detox like that, you can't just go and eat anything crazy right after because you would shit on yourself like Alex did.
Oh.
Am I right? Your stomach start feeling the... No, because your stomach bubble.
How far was the ride from the restaurant to your house?
Oh, no. It was Midtown to New Jersey.
So that was about
like 20 minutes.
Now, my butt would have been itching too much. I got to wash my butt.
What could you do, though? You can't do nothing about it.
I went back at Benihana's and be like...
No, you can't go in Benihana's like that.
I with a mask on or something. I can't ride in Dookie.
You don't know till you tried it.
I tried it. Hello.
You did? Girl. You wrote some shit?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Now there's another full disclosure.
I'm just kidding.
I mean, the closest I'll say I've been to that is I have had to ride in some blood before.
Oh, child.
That don't stink.
Yeah. Like shit. But that's the worst. Like when you bleed all over yourself.
Oh, yeah. When your period come on by accident and you in a foreign, you like, bitch. Yeah.
There's nothing you can do about it.
Damn, all this happened to me last week. Y'all can tell me some shit ain't never happened to me.
Well, no, that's on you. Now, you're
no, I
want to
go next. Let me go last because my shit is disgusting.
All right. I know you got one, Gigi.
Oh, man. I didn't prepare to think about anything.
A full disclosure?
Yeah.
I got one.
Okay,
come
Steph.
On, Steph.
I got one. I got one.
Say.
One time I was in Miami and I was... I was in Miami and I was like going out with some guy that I liked and it was the first time we were going out and I had my period. I just got my period that day. So whatever, I took a shower, got cute, whatever. I leave the house and I forgot to put a tampon on.
Oh my God.
So I'm like walking towards, I got in the car and I said, oh shit. I was like, you got to leave me out of CVS. You got to leave me out of Duane Reade. And he had sent me the car. I was like, you got to wait for me. I was like, I got to go to Duane Reade. And I'm literally running through the Duane Reade. And it's the first day of my period. So like, by the time I got to the bathroom, I had blood running down my leg. I had to buy baby wipes and all types of shit to clean myself up. But I worked it out. It worked out.
I worked it out.
I bought some baby wipes. I was just running around the whole night
in
a club.
You were in the right place.
I was at the club with a full pack of tampons and a full pack of
baby
wipes.
In your bag.
Slitty. In my bag.
So my full disclosure story isn't anything like that with like blood or shit.
Shit.
No excrement. But... I got caught being racist.
Ah, shit.
It's bad.
Oh, God. We're not racist.
I'm not racist.
But you got caught being racist.
I got caught saying some racist things.
What'd you say? That sounds like something a racist would say, by the way.
I'm not racist, but I got three white friends.
No, see, now I had a white boyfriend, right? And we went to Vegas, and we went to go see, what's this guy's name? He sings Copacabana.
Tom Bennett.
No, the other one.
I just said it. I have no idea.
Yes, him.
Cooper Cabin.
Yeah, him.
I know you talk about, but so, I just saw
I can't think of his name, but we went to go see
him.
He
sings It's Not On You.
Yes.
Tom something.
No, y'all know who I'm talking about.
The guy who Carlton does a dance for.
Yeah, that guy. So we go to see this guy, right? And I'm like the only black person in the audience. Now, I enjoyed the show, right? Because, you know, it was a nice show. But the next day, I'm in the hotel room. And it's like a big old suite. So I'm like in the bedroom and, you know, I'm thinking that the person can't hear me talking. So I'm talking mad shit about being the only black person in the audience and what black people go to see that show. And, and yeah, he overheard the whole conversation.
The guy who was the Copacabana guy? Jones.
The boyfriend.
I said it was Tom somebody.
No,
I almost said Tom Joyner.
So it's another name. Not that guy.
Oh, I was going to say, I just Googled
it. What's his name? That's not him.
You Googled it
yourself? Well, whoever the guy was.
Yeah, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna come back. We're gonna circle back around. But yeah.
He overheard you.
So my boyfriend at the time. Who?
That's what I just said.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. It's another person.
You the one that told us.
Wrong song. Sorry. Y'all know it's another person. It's
now,
another.
Now this is getting racist, by the way.
That no, was racist.
Not all white people sing the same songs.
Well, he sung that song that night because that's all racist. I remember was him singing that song.
So he did a cover.
Okay. Clearly.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, it'll come to me.
The Beach Boys.
But anyway, so he broke
Don't
up with me.
Don't play my Beach Boys. I like what? The Beach Boys.
So oh my God. Yeah, he broke up with me because I was talking about being the only black person at the
oh my god
oh he broke up with show. You
because
you
what was his breakup word
he was like, your boyfriend or sugar daddy
no he was really my boyfriend
oh my damn god. Alex where did that come from
cause she know
oh well that was racist right cause he was white
no cause she know I didn't had
no situation. I thought because he was white I thought that was your sugar daddy
oh
so
oh.
That is kind of racist.
That's racist.
That's racial.
I just want to say we don't promote racism.
Because if he was black, would you have thought that was her sugar daddy?
No.
I thought it was her uncle.
You know, every black man is like,
that's just my uncle. That's not her uncle. That's your sugar daddy.
Okay.
Don't play slug. No.
I don't know why.
Edward Lewis ain't got no siblings, okay? He ain't got no nieces and nephews.
All right, let's hear yours, Lomo.
Y'all, I got so many. Y'all want to hear one disgusting? One embarrassing, one that be like, "What the fuck?" I got so many things.
That's what the fuck, girl.
Oh my god, I can't even think. Like, does it have to be recent?
No, it could be whenever.
So this is like an embarrassing moment.
Okay.
Oh my god. Everything I do is, I always get embarrassed. Like, I get embarrassed over everything. Like, the first time I try, ain't no, I doot it all over the place.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a common thing.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Yeah. It
Wait,
is
what so. You mean? Mm-hmm.
When you do it in the.
Yeah, but the first time she tried it, because a lot of guys have been on here and said that when they did anal, the girl shitted on them. Yeah.
I'm like,
that's not
you,
uncommon.
But, like, how much shit?
Probably like a splat.
Not as much as you, Alex.
Yeah, not like where I got to drive home 20 minutes.
Did you smell it?
No, because that kind, I don't think that's like doo-doo-doo-doo. That's like, it's like,
drippings.
It's like the outside of the, it's almost like the colonic doo-doo. It's not a ball, it's not balls of doo-doo. It's like the
juice.
Pre-doo-doo.
It's like doo-doo liquid.
Yeah, it's like almost like diarrhea-y, but it's just like, oh, okay, that's what's up. Like, that's like your brother's
tail. Yeah, did he notice?
Yeah, it was everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Okay, you just said it was pre-doo-doo. Now it was
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, because I was just like, I didn't expect splat. That to happen because, you know, when you think that, like, because have you ever took a shit like the size of this cup? And you would think that, you know
oh,
what I'm saying?
God.
You would think,
two
like, you know,
cup,
just because something
flashback.
That size come up, when
oh,
something
no.
come in, it's just like,
right,
it went, enough. That wouldn't happen. So, like, that,
what did he do?
Nick, I was going to say, niggas like that shit. That shit is
he
nasty.
Liked it?
Mm-hmm. He
felt
he
like he
busted
you open.
Literally.
He
was
shit
like,
out
but
literally.
I've had a situation. He was like, this shit making it wet. Even wetter than
right.
it.
That shit is gross.
Oh, but, God. Can see. We move forward?
Yeah, we having a rip. But, you know, doodle course is pink eye, so I'm glad I didn't
what?
Catch that.
Yeah, I'm glad.
Oh.
And strep throat.
Oh, my God.
Why y'all laughing?
Oh, Jesus.
So you got to be careful.
Did you keep on having sex after that?
I don't even remember. All I remember was doodle, but I do remember, like, I always... When you do anal, you have to tell niggas don't go in the poo-poo and don't put it in your mouth or your eye or your face because, like,
right,
you
yeah,
know,
yeah,
some
yeah.
people just be so nasty, like, yeah, just put, no, don't do that because no. you'll get pink eye, strep throat, or, like, some type of infection.
Hepatitis
A lot of people,
C.
you don't realize if you go from this one to this one,
yeah.
you'll ruin your whole vagina.
You can't do that.
You
can't.
Your
whole pH off instantly.
Yeah, beyond pH, you'll throw your whole life off. Like, you're going straight to hell.
You can go front to back, but you can't go back to front.
Yeah.
Right.
Even with wiping.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So that's right, about so, it.
Okay, not bad.
Yeah, that was mild. Jeez. I've had worse.
Oh, they, I never shitted on nobody. I had an instance where you ever have sex with somebody and they take their dick out and then put it back in the air gets like,
oh yes, mm-hmm.
your last week
in your stomach and then you be in pain.
And then not only did you queef, you got gas for days
like,
after that.
And then
gas
that happened
pain.
To me. And I was like, oh my God, I was in so much pain. And then I was laying there and I felt like my stomach was like getting bigger because the air, I don't know if it was my imagination. And then I had to like really let out a loud queef. And the queef feel weird because it like trembles.
And it keeps on yeah. going and you try
but
to
it's
make
not,
it stop.
It don't smell like nothing. It's just air.
Yeah. What causes that?
The air going in
yeah,
gets
why?
Trapped.
Yeah, I guess it's like if you push air up in something and then it's trapped in there, trapped and then it's there. I felt like I had to like push my stomach down to get it out.
Yes, like a whoopee cushion.
I was like doubled over in pain. Like, no,
listen, gas bubbles ain't no joke. It's not real. That's nothing to play with.
I don't like being bent over and then they want to eat it from the back and you gotta fart.
Yeah, it's harder holding a fart when somebody eating you out.
You ever? It is. No, you just got fart. Like, that's y'all be holding time. That shit and you could die.
You're not gonna fart while somebody's eating your pussy. Shit. Oh,
I don't think I've ever had to fart while I was getting my pussy ate. I don't know.
Bent over, like.
Like, and it's like, I mean, I've had an instance where we're switching positions and air comes out, but not from my ass, from my pussy. Like,
that's a queen.
Just because, but it didn't make a sound. I just felt it myself, like, oh shit, did he hear that? Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
But
I definitely
have to fart while a guy's eating my pussy.
Listen, Taco Tuesday, and then you get to pussy eat.
That's why I don't like to eat.
Oh, she got to fix her teeth.
That's why I don't like to eat before I have sex.
Now, let me ask
you. I swear to God, when I'm with my man, I'll be starving for days. I'll be mad. He'd be like, "You hungry? No. I want to suck dick right now. I want to eat dick. I don't want to eat food."
See, I can't eat a dick on an empty stomach.
Try it.
What?
It's good.
For real?
That's probably try the best it. Time to do it, I would think.
Yes, it is.
You hungry, hungry hippo?
Nah, because you could gag and go for it and nothing's going to come up.
Nothing's going to come up.
Yeah, you could go for it on an empty stomach. Case. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Y'all teaching me something.
Yeah, I didn't think about it that hard.
I did.
But it makes sense.
No, and that's my favorite time to suck a dick on an empty stomach in the morning. Perfect.
Because I'd be so aggravated when my hungry. So it's like, damn, I'm going to have to try an empty stomach dick suck.
In the morning, first I'm going to be too thick.
Yeah, and mouthy.
Mouthy.
Like, yeah, it's like. Yeah.
Like that.
All right, now let's switch gears for a second because we have at least two of you are newly single here. Mm. Alex, you're not newly single or anything,
it's
are you?
It's complicated.
Your shit is always complicated.
It's firm.
Oh, passport cutting. I'm sorry. I'm calling her by her real name. Stephanie.
It's firm.
I'm not single again.
All right. So when you're newly single, right, how do you
I'll be single next week. Talk to me about this next week.
How do you let people know? Like, what's the... Do you go on social media? How do you let people know, like, you can approach
that
me?
I'm single,
I've been single for a year. How long have you been single for?
Since August.
Well, I've been single since, what's this, 2020? Since, like, September of 2018.
Oh, that
I was single,
long?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you've been single for a minute.
Yeah, because I had to do promo for a show.
Right. So once everybody knows, like, how do you, so you couldn't let people know right away, but then how do you put out the signal? Like,
you have to put up a selfie and you just get, it's just that glow. People just know, they be like,
You're fucking free.
Yeah.
Your fuck boy, it just
happens. That dead weight is lifted off you and you just look different. You take a bomb ass, fire ass selfie and everybody be like, oh yeah. And everybody slide in your DM.
Something looking different.
Be like, hey, beautiful.
You.
Be like, get the fuck out of here.
You can always tell, just like from people's most recent picture, sometimes you can look at it and be like, oh yeah, they single now.
Yeah.
You could tell.
Or when you delete all the pictures of you and your ex person, they figure that out quick.
Oh yeah, that is. We got to save away.
And then you got to put up some type of subliminal.
Yeah.
Yep.
Start showing a little more skin with and the then, focus on me caption.
Or taking the pictures like this, where you showing off your y'all mean. And everybody like, yo, that thing fat, son. Wait a minute.
And then you put hashtag FBF on Friday.
Yes.
Fuckboy free flashback Friday.
Yeah, you gotta let the world know they've been waiting for that announcement.
Now, how many people that you was just cool with slitting your DMs that you had no idea was really would have hollered at you?
Don't ask me first.
You don't have to say who.
No, because you know, like, people don't try to holler because they don't know how to,
right?
Like, they don't know how to come at you. So they hit you with the, you all right?
If you need anything.
And I'm like, I don't like people that try to holler at me. Don't call me, I'll call you. Because, I don't want to pick the person? Yeah.
Okay.
And maybe that's why I'm picking wrong. Hello? I might be missing my blessing. I might have an unopened DM. That might be my prince.
Go to the request.
Hello? But I'll be looking, I'll be like, is this what I'm going to try? If I show you my DMs, it's always a man that don't, like, bruh. Like, he right. looks like somebody's uncle, deacon.
Oh, shit.
Talking about, hey sugar mom. Yes, I just want to rub your feet. Bitch, I don't want you. I don't like people touching my feet. Don't touch me. Mm-hmm. I don't know how I got kids. I don't like nobody touching me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You said I don't like nobody touching me?
That's just creepy unless I, like, feel your vibe. Like, I really don't understand how somebody meets somebody off the internet and be like, yo, I like them. Like, that scares the shit.
Oh, my God.
I can't speed date, phone date, or... I can't do. I'd be so scared because it's just like, ugh. Like,
I'm not into people that I don't know like that touching me either. Though it take a lot for me to feel comfortable enough. Like, I'm not a very,
and I'm affectionate, but I don't.
I'm very affectionate.
I don't like people on the internet.
But
like
I don't
that.
Like strangers.
What were you gonna say about 90 Day Fiance? You
know, Angela, that's my show. And L'Oreal, when we were on tour, got me hooked on 90 Day Fiance.
I got her hooked on it because she had never seen it.
I am obsessed with 90 Day Fiance.
That
and
is
I don't
my
get it
show.
Either because them people be, they be head over heels in love with somebody that they only know for over the internet.
No.
But an American person and everything.
No, I think I could, I'm like that.
Mm-hmm. Because well, like, you can meet somebody
see,
on the internet,
touch you, be in your presence. I need to smell your natural scent.
Yeah, but there are people who real life,
all of that matters.
Get,
to
like
me.
Involved and like will really start stalking and like really be in love with somebody that they probably never met
in
their
real life.
They had a movie. Joaquin Phoenix, I believe, did a movie. It was called Her, and he was in love with his computer. Like, they formed a bond. Like, but there are people who really be like, "Oh my god!" And they be. I've seen messages of females said, "I'm just like, oh, I just lost psychiatric." I'm like, "How you know this nigga ain't got herpes or AIDS or fucking 100 kids?" Like, bitch, you just want to suck a dick of a nigga because he look good on a picture. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker could be a serial killer. Mm-hmm. It could be anything. Like, sis, like, we have like this.
Well,
this
there's a difference more careful. Between
no,
liking
people,
someone and like
no, people
actually.
Be obsessed and they've never met them in life and that's scary. But there are people who
but
look
those
for
people
love.
Probably have issues.
Yeah,
anybody that's like that got like, come on, that's
but niggas
just,
be falling for it.
No, so I mean, I'm not child. The type of person. That
she's like, because I seen some DMs.
I was married to niggas that used to do that shit. That shit's scary.
Yeah, I don't see how you could do that either.
That's like you just asking.
Wait, so like,
for the hootie
but I think guys do it more than girls.
But there's no time that you see a guy. I'm not like this. I'm not very physical. But there's no time that you can see a guy and be like, "Oh, I want to do something with him," like mm-mm. physically. I'm mm-mm. not like that. But you'll see, like, they post a picture of a guy with his shirt off or a dick print or whatever. They're like, "Oh, I would fuck him. I would suck his dick." You know, like this.
Like, who'd you think print? That?
I mean, I feel like if I see a guy that I've been with before, like I see him, I bump into
and
him,
good.
And he looking good that day, I'll be like, "Oh, hey, you know what I'm saying? Maybe later."
But I might revisit
not,
that.
Yeah, exactly. But not just some random guy, even in person or in a picture. Like, I don't see a guy and be like, yeah, I would definitely fuck him.
Well, for you, Passport Cuddy, have you ever met a guy from the internet that you said, let's hook up?
Yeah.
See?
Are you
but
hooked
not,
up?
It's like
but
online
not right
dating.
Away.
It's like online
yeah,
dating.
Not like...
Because people I'm do online
today.
Dating.
But I, so
after
the other day,
I don't think I've ever lived my life.
She said, not today, but the other day.
Right? No, but like the other day, I was on the phone with my friend and she was like, well, I've been single longer than you. So why did you think that it was easy out here dating? I was like, well, you don't go nowhere. And I was like, and you don't do online dating. She was like, and when do you do online dating? Like Instagram, you know, she was like, I guess I never got anybody from Instagram before. Like, mm-hmm. I've met a guy on Instagram
I'm scared
before.
Of guys in my DMs.
How'd it go?
Yeah, because they never look
well,
like they self
know,
in real life.
First of all, when you're active on social media, like, there's people who speak to you all the time. You get familiar with them, whatever the case is. And then he shot his shot, like, on some, talking about something totally different.
Okay.
And then I responded and I was all invested, like, oh, yeah, you should do this and you should do that. Da, 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 just being nice. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, yo, you should come meet me tonight at this spot. And I'm like, because he was in New York. And I was like, Like, But I had just broken up with my boyfriend. This was years ago. And he was like, oh, come on, girl. He's like, you know, we out chilling, whatever, summertime, mm-hmm. whatever. He was like, meet me at La Marina. I was like,
La Marina, say no more.
And I went. And we had a great time.
Y'all had sex?
No, not that night.
No. Well, like, how many nights after?
Like,
how many nights?
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Child, girl.
No, but I was with him like almost every day from that day.
Now, a day after y'all had sex, how much time was y'all after?
No, I went back to my boyfriend. So,
who was that? Okay, so when you went back to your boyfriend, does that guy, does La Marina linger in the background so that if y'all break up again, you can hit him up again?
I don't do that to people.
Did y'all talk again after that? Like, do y'all still talk?
No, because I didn't want to hurt his feelings.
It was whack?
No, it's not that. I didn't want to hurt his feelings because I just didn't want to play games with him because I knew he really liked me. So I didn't want to, like, keep on having him in limbo. So I was like, you know what? Let me just cut it off.
Did y'all kiss?
Yeah, we had sex.
No, so
you had sex. You could fuck somebody and not kiss
him. But you couldn't just tell him, like, you know, I'm still kind of into my ex, so we could just fuck sometimes. Maybe he would have been into that.
Oh, no, I don't want to do that. Like, okay. I don't need to have sex with two guys at the same time. Like,
yeah, I'm too scared.
And I, if I'm having sex with, I don't make somebody my boyfriend if the sex is not like really good. It's very, very rare that I
call
somebody.
But it always be good at first. Then,
oh, I'm glad you said that because that is something I wanted to discuss.
Yes, child.
You think? I never had it like declined. If it was first, if it was great the first day, it's gonna be great.
It gets better. You think?
Number 500.
This episode is brought to you by Bevel, a head-to-toe personal care brand built for Black men. Introducing new products from Bevel Body, Hair, and Beard. This week, Bevel unveiled a new lineup of products built for your skin, your hair. That includes body, hair, skin, and beard products featuring aluminum-free deodorant, exfoliating bar soap, and body wash. Only the freshest ingredients and never any harmful dyes or chemicals. If you've been on the lookout for hair and body products that are designed for you, it's time to get Bevel right now. Head over to getbevel.com today. That's GETBEVEL.com. Okay, good. I'm glad you said that because I want to talk about this article I was reading now. This is something else new we're doing, True Sex. And this is basically new stories, but it's about relationships and sex.
Okay.
Now, there's these statistics that show that if you are planning to get married, right, you actually will stay together longer if you don't live together first. So statistics show that if y'all don't live together before you get married, there's a better chance that your marriage will last longer.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Okay.
And she's like,
now they tell me.
According to this study, which was published in the Journal of Sex Research, they say that people who lived together before marriage were also less sexually satisfied than those couples who didn't live together before marriage. Mm-hmm. But they said part of that could be that the beginning of sex is always the best, like the beginning of a relationship.
The honeymoon phase. Yeah.
When you start having sex. But I kind of feel like it usually gets better when I know you more. Yeah. So I just want to get your thoughts on that because they usually say the honeymoon phase, the beginning, when y'all first get together, like it's always the best part of when you are having sex and then y'all get used to each other.
Flying, it's new, it's exciting, you know, the chemistry is good and you're all happy about it. Mm-hmm. So it's good. And then it's like, once you get to know that person, you get comfortable with that person, then it's like,
I don't even like this.
It's the same routine, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We go from this position to that position.
As long as that routine ends with me coming,
right.
I'm okay with it.
I couldn't imagine marrying somebody and not living with them, not knowing their habits, whether they're going to be clean
that's how you
or
learn
not.
But you can go to their house.
You can spend the night at somebody's house. You can frequent someone's home, but until you really live with them on a 24-hour consistent basis,
and what about
you don't
my
know,
habits?
Like, what
you
they
what
do
I'm
and their routine and their sleep patterns, and it's a lot.
I like that because, like, you could come stay with me for, like my boyfriend, like, you can stay with me for a few days at a time, you know, because we don't live in the
That's
same
how
place.
You can learn habits.
And I feel like we know each other's habits really well. I know that he's messy, I'm not, you know, and
I'm messy.
But I do feel like I would not want to live with somebody until we get married because I want to be like, that's the exciting thing that you do once you get married.
That's
so
true.
That's how I look at it.
You ever heard people get married and then people are like, so how does it feel? And they're like,
The same.
So I guess that's
what it's supposed to feel like. Like, it is
the
same.
You the only one here been married.
100 times.
Yeah, we don't know.
We should be
What it feel like, girl?
Right. No, it don't feel the same because I'm telling you, when you go together, when y'all living together, you get the representative. And when y'all get married, that's when the demon comes out.
Okay.
Once you get married, y'all can live together for 10 years, but once you get married, all bets is off. That nigga to show you who he really is.
So you're not gonna get married again, you think?
The representative go away and you be
real. Yeah, you be like, okay, so this is the Chucky doll. Yeah, and it happens to everybody and they say, shoot, maybe I'm the Chucky doll. Maybe I didn't notice. But at the end of the day, people will give you the representative and then once they locked in that contract.
That's who you meet at first anyway.
Yeah.
Marriage or not, you always meet the representative at first.
Like, so are y'all representatives too when you first get with somebody?
Nah, you
can't. I'm not.
No, because I'm always
a representative.
Little more. That made me mad. That's what I hate.
I don't know how to be
that. I don't know if because we don't put out all our cards on the table when we meet someone either, right?
I kind of do.
Y'all
know that's my problem.
I talk a lot.
I say too much. I do too much.
Everybody already know my tea. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I got 5 kids. You already know I've been married a couple of times, so it's up to you to decide if you want to rock with it or not.
Because don't you feel like you can't even trust somebody enough to let them know all that shit about you at first?
Like what? Like what?
Right.
I mean, not my deep, dark secrets, but I'm definitely going to let you know who I am and how I feel about certain situations and, you know.
But you ain't going to tell nobody. They just better Google it and just sift their way.
What's something you would keep?
Okay, first of all, I think you cuter at first when y'all don't know each other as well, right? Because, like, when you get to know people better, you might not wear pajamas that match to bed. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what
when you first get with somebody, first of all, I love pajamas, so let's not play with that. I wear pajamas all the time, but I wear nicer pajamas. Right.
For real?
Yeah, like a real matching like set.
Lingerie.
But once I know you,
there's pajamas,
it might be like a Brooklyn Nets tank top and some pants that don't match. And it might be sweats, you know what I'm saying? But in the beginning,
I gotta sleep naked.
Hello, I ain't got no respect
but
for
emergency. But when I'm walking around the house, like when I open the door, I'm gonna open the door like I'm gonna care more about what I look like.
But what's information that you would withhold until you got to?
I probably wouldn't tell like all my business, like my family and shit like that, like certain things that you don't share with people, because if you don't know you're gonna be with them, do you want random ass people that you just started talking to having all that information about you?
I don't care.
Should people be, you know what? Maybe back in the day, like before pre-Instagram era, you could do that. But now because of Instagram
people
and
know.
Hating ass bitches, you be on your live. Yeah, did she tell you without her wig she looked like Florida? Bitches be posting up pictures, be like, yeah, I knew you were a bitch. I will punch you in your fucking throat. That's why I'm like, before social media, like you could get away Florida with hiding just who you really are. But now motherfuckers always be like, a nigga would be like, yeah, did she do this to you too? Like people are just so cat. It's almost like they have no choice but to know who you really are before they even meet you because of social media. They can find out everything. Facebook tells you everything.
Oh, yeah, Facebook.
Chat.
I don't know, because there's just certain things that I feel like I keep to myself. But I am more of a private person probably than like the average person. It take a lot for me to be able to really open up. Like I have a lot of friends that I'm cool with, but then there's not a lot of people that I feel like I share a lot with.
Yeah.
In general.
Personal stuff.
You know, because sometimes people use that against you.
Yeah, child.
But it's different because we're talking about people who have this popularity versus like the average person who just has like maybe a regular career where it's not as publicized on the internet. So it's like the average person might be able to withhold some personal things about themselves, whereas, like you, like she said, on Facebook or wherever you Google, you're gonna go back everything. And they could dig up stuff about people who've been on social media with their, you know, for entertainment purposes, they have a lot of their business on the internet. I mean, even gossip sites.
Right.
I mean, you know.
But like, sometimes that shit ain't even true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Vantage point or their perception, and it all be a lie, but you still got to live with it. So honestly, when you do meet someone and you want to be like, listen, what you read on the internet, that ain't what it really is. You got to get to know me for yourself. Facts.
So what do you think about living with somebody right before marriage? You all think that it's a good idea. I'm just curious.
I don't think it's a bad idea. Again, I feel like you really get to know a person more when you live with them.
Yeah, but I don't think you should live together all the time. Like, I realize you do need that space. Because then, other than that, you'll go crazy.
Get a two-family house.
Yeah. that'll drive you crazy being around that one person all the time. Like, I can't even be around my
kids
all the time.
But you can't be around anyone else. You're too busy.
But no, there's some people who will find a way to tag along.
Find a way.
Yeah. And you be like, dang, you ain't got no other kids of yours that you got to watch. Girl, they be like, first they be like, they be all booked, then the next thing you know, they ain't got no bookings.
My bookings is your bookings.
Yeah. I'm
your manager now.
Hello?
Nah, what time we got to be there?
Hello?
Say you're in a relationship with somebody and they also are your manager. Do you give them a percentage?
How y'all throwing shots?
They should.
No, I'm just listening.
Oh, wait,
do they get a percentage?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's business.
Because if y'all are married, shouldn't it just be like it's all the same pot anyway?
Okay.
No,
didn't Kendall used to manage Mary J. Blige and he tried to take it all?
Right.
Hello?
Yeah.
No, he would have got beat the fuck up. I'm sorry.
You
got to get some hands. I don't know how they let that one slip through.
He's probably struggling right now, though. And that's, I do feel like that because Mary always could go out and make more money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Mo, you always are going to be able to go out and make your money.
And if push come to shove. No, but there's a lot of people who don't know how to level up after they, you know, going through a breakup. Like, there's some people I know personally, I be like, damn, like, you going out sad. Mm-hmm. Right? And mm-hmm. they let that get the best of them. Mm-hmm. Shit. Or somebody to tell me was like, nah, you could still sing? Bitch, you better get out there. Money. Yes. Right. Mm-hmm. Bitch, you better go drink some water, mind your business, get a wig on, lose some weight, bitch, mm-hmm. look like you're 17, and they'll welcome you in, right. and the bitch been booked ever since.
Yeah. Let me tell you, right before we started this show just now, Jay Electronica FaceTimed me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, say, he was saying, say hi to everybody for me. And I said, Lil Mo is here, say hi. Uh-huh. And he just started singing.
Because I'm like, and then a lot of people, we went to Made in America in Philly, and I saw Tata, he was like, oh, what's up? I was like, nigga, it's Mo. Like, oh, shoot. Like, everybody be like, damn. Like, I'm like, y'all know it's me. I guess everybody think I'm gonna look like Anita Baker or something. Like, have a washing set. No.
They ain't know you was a joint.
Hello. They know you was a joint. Like, don't play with me. My kids is big. I can leave them at the house by myself. Right.
She's like, they could cook on their own.
We outside.
That's funny.
So you feel like, okay, both of y'all, you've been single for a while now. You for a few months. Do you feel like you want to just enjoy being single for a while?
Yes.
Like, what's the time period?
I'll take yes for $200, Alex.
How long is the time period?
Wait, yeah, like, I have a question about that, because mm-hmm. I always say that there's a difference between being single and available. Do y'all feel like y'all are available or just single?
Available for what?
Mentally and emotionally.
For another relationship?
For you to be dating.
Out here?
Yeah, for dating, because like single, you could be single, right? You're, you're like, oh, I'm single. I'm going to go on every date that every guy has.
Emotionally unavailable. Right?
And then you get to the dinner table and it's like just nothing. You could go on 20 dates, just nothing is clicking because it's like... Maybe
in between
not.
Time Mm-mm. in the meantime of a bad relationship, when I'm in the moment where I feel like I'm single, I'm not with this guy anymore, I still don't feel available.
Right.
Like, yeah. I'm not, just because I'm not with him, I don't want to be with anybody else either.
Yeah.
I'm out here.
So
you're available. Yeah.
I'm available.
So you're available too?
Not at all.
Right. Right. She's like, I'm not available.
This wig is getting pushed back.
I'm not available. I've been through my whole purge and detox of that. Mm-hmm. situation, and I'm ready to move forward with
I just don't want nobody in my face right now, like that. Not because soon as you like, I'm single, everybody starts sliding, and I already know what it is, because at the end of the day, like, I'm not 24 no more. Let's just take that. Like, the reason why I think I'm glad for my glow is because ever since I've been a little more, I only had like a year and a half where I got to be single and I was out here, but I ain't never go through no whole phase. Like, I started being a little mo when I was, before I got a, like, right when I was getting out of high school. So I ain't even had no whole phase, no colleges, no turn up. So now I get to live that. Right. My kids is big. Everybody like, why don't embarrass a baby? I'm at that.
I
gotta have a life too. Right. But one thing I know is that with the internet being as risky and as heavy as it is, I know that I won't put things out there like, trust me. Mm-hmm. I'm lit, but I'm not gonna put it out there, and I'm not available because I make it my business. Now I know, don't put everything out there, because the person that I'm with, don't let them keep. There's a difference between private and, you know, hidden, and, you know, people like, I don't want nobody in my business. Mm-hmm. No, I keep my private life private. I learned that along the way. Yeah. Because as soon as I post a nigga up, everybody be like, everybody always wants what I have. And I'm like, bitch, you don't know. Like, with my ex, yo, like, I was just like, y'all want this nigga so bad, and the bitch wanted him so bad, we was beating her the fuck up. Black eyes all over the place. Good for her. Cause I said, that's what you get.
Well,
that's what you get.
We would never say good for her.
No, because she was taunting.
Okay.
So a lot of people, you have to be careful.
No man should ever put his hands on a woman,
but no woman should go after a married man or a man that's in a relationship, and that's what you want. You have to be ready for what you don't know what's going on behind them closed doors, because I could post a picture up and be smiling and be Liddy and nobody know what's going on. Then next thing you know, a bitch sitting around there, her whole wig to the side. I said, see, sis, you ain't listen. You was up here trying to cap and trying to be me so bad. Now, bitch...
But I think sometimes, a lot of times, men make a woman feel like, make the other woman feel entitled or able to do certain things.
Yes.
Like,
do.
If you put it out there, she try to holler and you like, nah, you know I'm married, you know.
We just don't do that.
Right. Well, do guys ever do that?
No.
This is not. Hello, ain't nobody gonna say no. No, there are some real ones out here that be
there's
like,
guys
sis.
That would be like.
But then there's some, they be hyped up. Because they ain't never had that many women after them, or like they get really excited.
And the only reason why they want you is because I got you.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
You got to get a guy that's like been through all that, is over it, like got through his own whole phase.
And he won't bring them like bitches 69. Home to both of y'all.
When do they go through their whole phase?
Their whole life?
No, yeah, when do they get through? Exactly. Not go through, I'm sorry, get through. Because they always going through the whole
when it
phase.
Don't work no more?
When do they finally get through?
When they be like, I'm tired.
When it don't work no more?
Yeah. I can only have sex once.
When they get mesothelioma? Because they don't never stop.
I don't even know what that is. I just said
they said that's what's going to happen. Oh, yeah, I was eating them sandwiches. So everybody was eating them sandwiches.
But I don't know what it is.
Oh, the Popeyes one?
Yeah, they going to get... Or, if they don't get their prostate checked, then it stops working. That's when they want to, yeah, baby, I want to settle down. Oh, when you're in a diaper
size? I'm dying in 3 months. Let's get married.
Right. So I'm ready. You ever see that thing, and that I man in the skeleton talking about, I'm ready to settle down. I'm ready to buy a house and I'm ready to change your last
right.
Okay, bitch.
Right. Now, do you think that friends with benefits can really work, or do you think one of you will eventually catch feelings?
I don't like friends with benefits.
Wait, what is a friend with benefits?
That means like y'all are cool, but y'all fuck sometimes, but you guys are just cool.
So that's bro, but that's bae.
That's not bro.
That's not bro.
But that's like, that's my homie.
It's homie. It's the homie
lover friend. Can we say that?
It, homie lover friend?
I mean, with the whole orchestra.
We don't want to call that. Okay.
Just the homie.
So the homie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's just the homie. It's not for the bro.
Friends and lovers.
I ain't not for the bro. Okay. But so I feel like it depends. Like, if you meet somebody and you really like them and unfortunately ends up going to where it's just friends, that's not going to work because you're going to catch feelings. But if it's somebody that you know, he's a little thotty body. Mm-hmm. He's living his life. He's living yours. Uh-huh. Every now and then you get together. That could work.
Yeah, see, like it all those. Depends on the reason why you guys are friends with benefits.
Exactly.
Right? So either y'all both thotting and don't want to commit, so y'all got a clear understanding, or somebody cheating.
Nah.
You know, it's either one reason why y'all friends have been the bitch.
Hello.
Either somebody's cheating and y'all can't be together, or y'all both out here hoeing and y'all don't want to be together.
Or maybe y'all don't live in the same place and you just see each other every now and then.
That's when y'all hook up.
Because it's just not
cool. Well, I'm too fertile for you to have a friend with a benefit.
Now that's when it gets complicated.
She's not getting pregnant. She's too fertile.
Look at me long enough be like, nigga, it's yours.
I'm calling you my friend if we have sex.
Yeah, you're bad.
But if that's not your man.
And I can stalk your page.
Right. But that's like your love. Your long distance lover, your bae, whatever. But I'm
know
not...
you an author. You so articulate with it.
But I'm
you
not
writing books and stuff. Right, talking about your long distance lover.
I've definitely had situations where I've, you know, messed with guys and they weren't nobody I ever wanted to be with.
Right, right. Me too. That's like what I'm saying.
Had if you don't have a man,
that's
because
that
you've been married forever.
I hate that.
Because
we be friends
like
and we get married.
There's just certain guys that you have the heart for, and then there's certain guys you just don't have the heart for.
But why would you guys be having sex?
Yeah.
Because you're attracted and you're drunk.
And he's a good fuck, but he don't have a job.
You're horny.
But no.
She said he don't have a job.
When I was younger, I dated a guy who ended up, he had potential, but then he got fired from his job. And then... You know, I was already just making ends meet. Right. And he was like depressed about it. And he was always like complaining.
Okay, come on now.
Oh, no.
And I was like, I can't be with him.
But you broke up with him.
She gave him back to the street.
We were boyfriend and girlfriend.
Oh.
So it was kind of early on that all that happened. And it's different. You could ride with somebody, like if you've been with them for a while, then that happens. But it's like, we just started dating a month ago.
Yeah.
And now this happened and now you depressed. And now I'm like, barely know you like that.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
So he gave him back to the streets.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
We still friends to this day, though.
Yeah. I mean, it's only
a
month.
A long time ago.
Where does he work? Hello?
He has a job now, but we're still cool. But I just was like, I can't. And sometimes, like, you got to be selfish.
Yeah.
You can't always be like, you know what? I got to do the morally right. Like, sometimes you're like, this is just not where I'm at right now.
You too new for me to be thugging it out with you. I don't know you.
Where was this show at 18 years ago?
Because I feel like women.
My kids.
Oh, go ahead. Do it.
No, he'll be all right.
You sure? Go ahead. Make sure it's not an emergency.
It's not.
Okay.
And mommy, what doing? Ooh. Crazy.
Because sometimes I feel like, as women, we feel like we take on a lot of charity cases.
We do.
When it comes to relationships.
Oh, you throwing shots, huh?
We got
I'm talking about myself, too. I'm
big hearts.
Yeah, we do. Women tend to have like big hearts, and we see potential in guys when they don't even see potential in themselves. Yeah.
Shoot, or they don't even take us serious. We just be like, oh, he cute a little bit. Yeah, a little he bit. Around. Right. And then next thing you know, you just like, dang, I got two kids by this nigga. I'm going to get rid of him.
Or you think nobody else going to want him because he don't really got shit. And then somehow you find out that other people are willing to take the little bit that he don't got.
Or you clean somebody up, teach him how to eat pussy, and now he's
just eating ass and everything. Oh, you going to church? Okay.
Yes.
Sheesh.
Let's go back to this anal thing, Mo.
Oh, God.
Is this like a thing for you? Do you enjoy anal?
I don't know. I think I enjoy sex.
Okay.
I'm a Scorpio, so it's almost it's lit.
Scorpio,
bitch, I'm a
sex.
Give me lit. Hey. I don't know. It's just like, but I don't. I've never had a one night stand. Mm-hmm. It's like once we go to.
I never had a one night stand.
I've never had that. So it's just I've never had a friend with a benefit. Like
a friend with a benefit.
Yeah, it's like, you marry them.
Yeah, and it's like almost like
your
I feel
friends
like
got all the benefits.
Yeah,
okay.
And I feel so unbenefited because I'm just like damn. Like
nah, it might be an emergency. He call him back.
It ain't no emergency. Oh, trust me, because he would have called my manager and been like, "Hey, tell mommy to call me."
Are you aggressive? Like, are you the person that's the initiator normally in sex?
Yeah, because I have the Napoleon complex. So with me being short, like
jump
well,
on
no,
it.
Well, no, it's almost like it was crazy because I'm shy. Mm-hmm. I'm super shy, mm-hmm. but it's just like once I'm lit, mm-hmm. it's gone. Like this whore. It's lit. I can't even hold you.
Are you a on top kind of girl? Like you like to ride it
everywhere? Mm-hmm. It's whatever. Mm-hmm. Like I'm there. I'm with the shits. Please don't slide in my DMs. Because I can't, like, you're not like people, like, I can't do the, like, oh, I'm going to hump him and then I'm going to go hump this person and then I'm going to go hump this person because it's I need some shoes. Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm monogamous mm-hmm. because once I start having sex with this one person, I'm not going to go backwards. It's just something about, mm-hmm. like, I just feel like sex is a soul connection. Once I connect mm-hmm. with your soul, then we cool. Even if I don't, like, once I don't like you no more, I'll be like, dag, like, mm-hmm. it was lit, but I'm never going to have sex with you again. There's some people who just be like, I don't fuck with that nigga. Mm-hmm. Like, he a dog, but I'm going to still get some zig. Right. Like, nah, once
she just
I'm
did
done,
Stephanie's voice.
I cut your that
is not my
straight
voice.
New York, be like D in New York. It's like once
that
you
is not my it? Voice. I say dick. I don't say zag.
Because you know girls in New York
are
like D.
I don't use. I say daddy. I don't use Z.
I don't use Z.
I just Z. Zeppeli. We eat Italian food. Like what?
That's funny.
I'm just with the shit.
So the first time you have sex with somebody that you really like, do you do it all? Or do you feel like, okay?
Mm-mm, I just flow with it, but I can admit it's just like, you know, people be like, oh, they could take that dick. Like, I can't.
Right, no, not me.
I can't. You can't?
No. But it's lit.
I feel like in my younger years, I used to want to give it all. I used to want this first time to be his
best
time.
Ever.
Like
yeah.
the wettest pussy, the nastiest, everything. He's sweating like, wow,
blows
that was
mine.
Some good pussy. Yeah. But now the first time, I'm like, I'm going to just give him a little
I'm
slice.
I'm going to see what you're
going to
show me.
Yeah, I'm
going to give him a slice, see if he's worth it.
Like he got
to
show you.
You have to exactly. give him three portions. Because
you
got
to show him.
Yeah. Here you go, sir. Here's one coochie.
It's always been pussy out there, but it's so much pussy out there now, like on the internet. Mm-hmm. Like people really be showing their whole pussy. And I'm mm-hmm. like, wow. Yeah. Like, wow.
Wow.
Like that's what
social media is like
prostitution.
Well, I was gonna say soft porn, but yeah.
No, it's prostitution.
It's straight up condom like, head on
when,
social media.
When you get older, you want your sexual everything about sex changes like mm-hmm. when you're younger like she said you wanted to show everything you wanted to prove yourself mm-hmm. but then mm-hmm. once you have a couple of sex partners you get a little older you're like no what the fuck is he showing me
like, what you got
what you about to do
like can you make me come if not I'm not fucking you again
you know what's
like,
crazy
we didn't know nothing about that when
and
we younger.
I didn't even mm-hmm. realize the importance of like I realized for years I wasn't even coming I was just like that's crazy
you know what when I first was having sex I didn't have
I was like everybody all hyping it up I be like that shit ain't even lit champ get one good out you let somebody pull one good out you be like bitch Mm-hmm. I'll kill everybody in this bitch.
For him.
For that.
Because even when you get your pussy ate and it's not done right and you don't come, you're like, this ain't all that. Right. But then when somebody do it right, you be like,
I'll kill everybody.
Right. You hit that
everyone. Wait, hello? Where are you? Where are you?
Call me on Facebook. I need to see who's breathing.
You went to the store 10 minutes ago.
Wow.
You
said where you at.
Just making sure you're okay.
Yes. Did you get lost, baby? Send your location.
Stay hydrated, okay?
And that is like, and when you're trying to find a guy, what's the biggest excuse that he makes for why he didn't call you back?
He was sleeping.
2 days.
Oh, his phone died.
He was locked up.
Yeah, he was locked up.
Oh, for 2 days.
Yeah.
Oh, for 2 days. Oh, he went to jail.
No, he left his phone in his man's car and he just brought it back to him.
No, then you get everybody. Who you gonna be? I need everybody's number. Social media. What? No. Those excuses. Remember back in the days, I was in the studio.
Right.
Yeah. I'm calling the landlord.
I just came from the studio. You wasn't there.
Yeah, I called. I called every studio in Atlanta. And, you know, everything is a studio. The Quick Mart is a studio.
I was outside of Atlanta in
Alpharetta. I called there too, sir.
Okay. I called all the way up to Sandy Springs, nigga. You wasn't nowhere to be found.
It's been a long time ago. When they used to go missing for 2 days, that was before social media.
That was before social. You can't go missing for 2 days now.
It's not on social media.
No, not not now.
Because then you just start looking at everybody else's page. Like, and
you can't even do that because, like, because we'll be like, oh, so you was in jail for 2 days, but you was liking pictures?
Right. Exactly.
No, my homeboy had my account. Oh, yeah?
Oh, mm-hmm. They always say that. Because guys share pages now.
And pussy.
Yeah. What? That's crazy.
Yes. Not only do they share pages, they have all of their, like, whoever their man is, like, their favorite, best friend, they both have...
They're logging on their Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't believe that. Nobody has my password to my Instagram.
No,
so
girls don't do that, but guys, and then they be DMing the same girl. Like, it's
and these girls is with the shits.
Yeah, they be DMing the same girl. They be talking to the same girl for each other. Like, it's wild. I'm like, are y'all 16?
All right, now we do have some Ask Ye questions that people sent in. So let's see how y'all going to answer this. This guy needs advice. He said, I've been dating my girlfriend for 6 years now, and it's getting to be that time to ask her to marry me, and she knows it's coming. But I was wondering, what do you think would be a better way of proposing to her? I was thinking either something romantic and low-key or something extravagant, or maybe a surprise party. How would you want to be proposed to?
How she asked to be proposed to? Like, girls will tell you their fantasy or ideal.
And if not, you should know. If you with her for 6 years, you should know what would move her the most. You should know what she would think is the most thoughtful.
Guys know that.
Like, you should know if she's the type of girl who would want it to be a grand gesture or it to private. Be intimate in like a private dinner or a private moment.
Well, how would y'all want to be proposed to?
I want everybody
on a horse and carriage.
Okay. I want a grand gesture.
I would like to come out the bathroom from brushing my teeth and washing my face and making myself look like I look perfect in the morning, even though I don't. And then just come out and he'll be there in the morning like, babe, will you marry me?
So just the two of you.
So you want the private
moment. Just us two in the morning.
But somehow being filmed.
But somehow being filmed, yes.
Right.
Like, I need evidence.
Okay. Where's his phone out on the other side?
That would be terrible if he had a ring in one hand and the phone filming in the other.
And then I'm like, no.
Now, I want a horse and carriage ride.
Okay.
Do Central Park.
I think that's sweet.
You're not allergic to animals, right?
No, okay. I want that.
That's it?
Yeah, well, that was always like my little thing that I wanted, a horse and carriage ride through Central Park, and finally I got it last year for my birthday.
Somebody proposed?
No.
Oh.
Just the horse and carriage ride.
Just the horse and carriage ride through Central Park.
But
they are?
Heck yeah, I took my kids. It was like $130.
Oh, no, yes.
And like it was cold. I was like, we ain't doing this no more. This is a ride around. All
Grand opening, grand closing.
My ass. Like, y'all better go to the carnival.
But because there's like this long, I don't know, you know, when you go on it, they tell you all the movies and the this and the that, but there's like this long, like, pathway with the trees and it just looks so romantic and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I would love that.
Okay.
Like
you
said, with some cameras.
So you have it all planned out.
So if you're listening,
anybody wants to propose, hit me
anybody
on Instagram.
Right.
Slide in my DM.
What about your proposals that you've had?
Those don't even count because niggas was like, here.
Married.
My other marriages, those don't count. I deleted them from out of my history. Shit. Nigga, I got the coochie stained. Everything is gone. They don't exist.
She's a stain.
Yeah, because you gotta get rid of the
coochie over the dry clean.
Hello, ain't no communication. So, like, with me, I think what would be lit is just like, honestly, that's some ratchet ass shit. I would like to be arguing, but not arguing. Oh, be like, yo, you got a fucking nurse. Like,
we're trying to get things different this time around, Mo.
No, don't be like that because I don't want you to be the representative and be like, oh, baby, I just can't wait to marry you and give you the world, and then they don't give you shit. But I want her to be like, yo, why don't you shut the fuck up and marry me? Be like, oh.
I don't know if this sounds like a great...
I don't know, child. Because, you know, everybody's
that sounds like a Puerto Rican proposal.
I thought you were
like,
okay,
papi. Mm-hmm. But it's like everything on Instagram, like, it's so, you know, like, people will be like going places and a big old balloon will pop and there'd be all these rings that fall out, and then the one ring that fits, he'll be like, close your eyes and raise your hand, and a balloon will pop, and little people, kids come out and they be dancing and throwing candy. Oh, yeah. That's so beautiful. You know what I'm saying?
Lollipop kids.
But like, I think something literally would be like, if it's from the heart, not just like feel obligated. Because,
oh God,
you know what I'm saying, I don't want an obligation or like, I really wish I could reboot my life again.
Well, you can. You doing it right now.
Yeah, I am. Well, yeah, that's why all that other stuff don't count.
And I feel like no matter what, there's a lot of things that happen in our lives that are unfortunate, and is you still here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For and real. That's all lessons learned, like life lessons. Ooh, some of those life lessons are hard.
Learned.
Yeah, and it just make you a stronger person and make you more aware of who you are, what you want, what you don't want. Because I always feel like knowing what you don't want is just as important as knowing what you do want. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things, I didn't know what I didn't want. Mm-hmm. It was just always like, all right, that's what's up. Because I was always so busy, I never really had time to concentrate on myself. So now I see.
Right. But she also said she's a relationship person. So sometimes people, they just stay because
And my parents been married forever. So it was just like, that's what I looked up to. Right. I never saw the things that I accepted. I don't understand how I accepted that. I never saw that. I never I never heard my parents curse. Never saw them drink. Never saw them smoke. Never saw them fight. I never saw that. Even when one time, now that we think back to it, like one time my mom was putting my dad out, but she did it at night while we were asleep. She packed his bags and put it by the door, and he was like, nah, I'm not hanging out with my friends no more. He cut it off that day. Wow. And he said when he saw the way he hurt her, he said he would never do that again. You know what I'm saying? Because his dad walked out of there like, so it was just like, oh, okay, well, good. That's not what's happened to me. Chat.
Right.
Every man is not built like that.
Yeah.
I never saw that. So my parents just celebrated like 400 years of marriage. It's like they don't make them like that no more. My dad, like, he texted me. He was like, I adore your mother. And I'm like, okay, dad, I think you capping because you just trying to make me jealous. All right, y'all been married forever. All right, John's mom. It is what it is, but it's just like they're still goals to me. They're real goals.
And you
real,
make
like,
those marriage and wedding songs, damn it.
Yeah. I know, and I can you really do. Sheesh, you feel me? But it's all good. Because at least I know that I tried. And know what I'm saying?
That's
I
what I'm saying. It's not right a bad thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I always felt like by now I'd be on my third marriage.
Yeah. You ever been married before?
No, I haven't.
But
I
doesn't want to get married, so.
For real?
I'm not pressed about it. Like, see? It ain't a priority to me. Mm-hmm. But in my head, when I was younger, I was always like, okay, by the time I'm this age, I'll be married.
Yeah, we've all done
that. Yeah, we all think planned that because that's what you feel like it's supposed to be. Yeah.
2 years ago, it was like my life goals. I'm going to be married in one day. Tomorrow, I'm getting married. Today, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm good on that. I don't want
to
get married.
Because it's not how it used to be or what it's cracked up to be. I could tell you that. But I did the
best friend. I'd rather find somebody that's going to be my best friend and really be in love with them and not have to put a time limit on when we're going to get married and that other crap than rushing to getting married.
That's what it is, too. Social media puts pressure on it because it's like, it seems like everybody's having a baby.
Right.
Everybody's getting married. Child, everybody's getting $1 million.
Gender reveal or baby bomb.
I'm like, you don't just have that baby and let it get
Jesus. I believe in divorce, so I don't mind how many times I get married. Hello. Like, if I get married,
but divorce is tough, man. Don't nobody want to have to do that if you don't.
No, I'm just saying, like, I don't think that I would be devastated if
If it didn't work?
Yeah, if it didn't work.
Yeah.
It would be like...
For me, it would be right. So hard because you can't get divorced in front of God. The first person you marry is the person you're going to be married to forever.
I don't really believe in it like that. I mean...
You should get married with the intention of thinking this is it.
No,
with that intention.
No, I don't. But honestly, I've seen too many people stay past this expiration time if that wasn't the right decision for them. And it's just like... You're wasting more of your life. So I'd rather you just get divorced and try again. I know the God thing, but I'm not the most, I'm not invested in it in that spiritual way. It's more of like...
I think once somebody break their vows, that's when it's dead to you. Because it's supposed to be rich or poor, sickness and health, life, death, money, broke.
That's a lot.
Right. It's a lot for of things. You just like, and then you give those bells and
imagine
you
imagine all those things go wrong.
Facts. And they have. And they it's do. Just like, you just right. gotta, then you gotta, then it's just like, let's talk about some real shit. Then you gotta, once you make those vows to God, and if somebody break that, you just like, wait, I'm supposed to stay with you. You lied to God? Fuck me. Right. You lied to God, my nigga. So then you just have to, then you have to pick up them pieces. And then when you have children involved, that's you have to think about layer. That. So it's just like, you know what? You dead to me. Honestly, that's why I believe in divorce. Because at first, like, I'm never going to get divorced. I'm going to work it out. But then I realized I'm working on something like this. Niggas don't even have no plans for you or no real goals. They just want to marry you because they don't want nobody else to have you.
Right.
That's so selfish.
Right.
Yes.
You feel me? So it's just like, yeah, I'm off that. Yeah. I'm so leveled up. I'm just like, I might as well marry God next.
Yes, Jesus. Have you ever filmed yourself having sex?
Filmed?
Mm-hmm.
Of course. Everyone has, right? But not my face. Hello?
Okay.
Just
right.
No that face, is, no case.
Gigi's like, my face all in the shit. So
for real?
I mean,
I be too scared.
I put it in my own phone, though.
Yeah.
That's even worse.
I'm scared
because
my kids be like, and then you got games on your phone. Mommy.
I don't know what game you got games, but she look just like you.
I be like, no. I was playing.
Don't you got your own phone, little boy?
Yeah, the kids always want to play on your phone. No,
and I ain't got no games on my phone.
So, but Gigi, you don't be scared somebody gonna hack your shit?
I ain't got no kids either.
You do have a kid.
She ain't no kid.
I know, but she, you know, woman. You said that shit like you ain't have no kids.
I ain't got no little kids.
Baby, no, my kids be in my phone. I'm like, what's this?
No.
Scared of somebody gonna hack my phone?
Yeah. And see a video. Would you be devastated or would you be like, okay with
no,
it?
No, I'd be like, I know that shit
my,
lit.
I'm proud of my flick.
Pornhub, cut me a little check. Right.
Who
see,
it?
That's what, that's who the thing. It? She probably looked great on camera. Mm-hmm. Me, I always joke about this. I'm like, I be thinking I look good and then I watch it back and be like, bitch, you look like a walrus. The fuck?
Bitch, I know I be looking crazy. That should be fair. Cause they know what, like when they be like,
right.
It's so good. No. Fuck that. I want my wig to be over there, my ass to be over there, some shit laying right there. What the fuck do you mean?
Some shit laying right there.
Well, Lil Mo, we do appreciate you. Listen, we love you so much.
Yes, we do.
Thank you.
And we really appreciate you for coming through. You said, I seen you when I was at the Breakfast Club and I was like, you gotta come back and do lip service. And you kept your word. As soon as I hit you, you was like, when you need me, I'm gonna be there.
You know,
and we're gonna see you a lot more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that. Look at her.
Yeah, because we neighbors and stuff. So.
Oh, yep. Yes. You and Gigi in Atlanta.
Yep.
So, and L'Oreal. So you'll see her out there too.
Facts.
But we're happy to see you. Every time I see you on social media, double tap that picture because you are looking amazing.
Thank you.
As I've told you. So I'm happy to see you in a better space. I'm happy to see you happier.
Thank you.
Doing your music, on tour, everything. But you've always been doing that and you've always been working. And I will say that it ain't like you dropped off and wasn't doing nothing. You always been out here working and grinding.
But just imagine having to work through like...
All of that.
Yeah. Like drugs, depression. Like, I get on stage. I just realized I was just like, yo, I was going through some hell, but I was going out there killing on stage and then going to take off my makeup. And I'd be like, I don't even want to be me. But I realized that, just like I said, with the marriages and everything, I didn't realize what I wanted. Now I realize what I want. Now I'm unstoppable. So just delete everything from 20 years ago.
Okay.
This new me, she lit. And we leveled up, and it's just like,
girl,
I'm glad
glow
that
up is real.
Thank you.
You look amazing.
Because you used to see me in Philly. Mm-hmm. I know you probably like, the fuck? But it used to be what, Ridge Capital, everything. Yep, so it's just like, like, just for people that saw me out here in these streets to see me like leveled up now, I just for the genuine people and the real people that I'm around. That's why when you call, I'll pull up because you're a real one. Mm-hmm. There's some people I'll be like, no, I'm cool because you just want to get some numbers.
Be in my business.
Yeah, because you see we doing numbers now of a sudden, but it's just like I'm glad for the glow up. I'm glad that honestly this time last year, like, I would, matter of fact, did I come here last year? Was it this time last
you
year?
You did
was
our live show before too on,
and I was high as shit, high as a giraffe's ass. Like, before I would step out the house, I would have to mentally, and I was just like, I'm glad I don't have to do that no more. And I'm glad that it got to a point where my life was on the line, and it was either you run for your life, or, you know what I'm saying, your kids grow up and either be orphans or out here in these streets. And so I ran for my life, and everybody, why are you so hyped up about your manager? I'm like, yo, he right there, he saved my fucking life. So anywhere I can and have the opportunity to spread positivity, love, sex, and I still believe in love after all I've been through. I still believe in it. Like, it's going to find me one day, because I know how to find it. I just be trying to find it in people, and they don't know it's there and it's within them. But you know, I had to find it in myself. My real name is Cynthia Loving. So how the fuck I'm going out here spreading love to everybody else and not find it within myself? So I found it within myself. I took that time off, and now it's Liddy, and I'm singing All These Bitches Under the Table.
That's right. And you got some great content for your music. So.
Yeah, because we know I got the pop movement, which is the Power to Pussy. And everybody like, oh, you know, trust
me. Come on, P.O.P.
Yes, P.O.P. Yes.
We believe in that.
That's all we got. It's like the women's empowerment. And it's like, I got Thelma Louise, which I mentioned. It's because that's about women's empowerment. And I have my Savage Heart. Because it's like people, I see so many people out here, I say selling pussy. And I don't mean it like, hey, give me $20 in an Uber. I mean, you have to realize that's our power.
Yeah.
As long as you have a pussy, you should always have a place to live.
Right.
You should always have, you know what I'm saying? You should never be broke. You know what I'm saying? But not only that, you should always have a coin. And it's not selling. It's just like sometimes you got to, the vagina monologues is what empower me a lot. It's just like, you got to realize that.
You got to realize the power.
Your power. And it's just like, just because I'm a woman doesn't mean that I'm lesser. Bitch, I'm powerful, because without us, y'all niggas ain't
wouldn't
got no here. DM to slide in.
We more powerful. No, you wouldn't even be here. You came out of one.
Facts.
Never forget it.
Well, I have 5 C-sections, but.
But you know, you carried it.
So that thing's still tight like a T. Okay. Don't come in my DMs.
No, and you're carrying it well, honey.
Thank you. Well, on that note, Lil Mo.
And we got to catch one of the Set It Offs.
Yes. We were just talking about that.
Cause the tour, let me know which one y'all want to come to. Come to all of them.
I'm coming
LA?
To Atlanta.
No, I'm here.
Yeah, here
in New York now.
Wouldn't pull up Atlanta. That
you said there's not one in New York.
There's I think it's what they. I think they had Philly. It like to.
It's Philly.
Yeah, it's Philly, and they had New York on hold. But it's just like trying to work all that stuff out. But I know Atlanta.
It's like 3 times.
February 23rd. It's 4 shows. Oh, I think it's 4, like the 21st through the 23rd, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Pop we're out.
Alice is coming to town, and I'm going to be on your line. And
that's fire.
Set it off, y'all.
And I play Frankie, so. I get in my bag. Y'all think I can sing? What do y'all see me as a thespian? No cap.
All right, Little Mo. Thank you so much. Lip service.